The nonprofit arts organization Mark Arts will open its new state-of-the-art building on Saturday. It's located at the corner of 13th Street and Rock Road in East Wichita. KMUW's Deborah Shar went there to check it out.
The new Mark Arts building is a modern prairie style with high ceilings and lots of windows. The metal finishes add sophistication. Benefactor Liz Koch couldn't be more pleased with the design.
I love the style and the openness of it. I love the amount of glass, so you're not just looking in, you get to look out as well. It's magnificent to see the amount of sunshine and natural light coming into the building.
Liz Koch is the wife of Charles Koch and daughter-in-law of Mary Robinson Koch. It's Mary's name that inspired the Mark in Mark Arts. She was a lifelong supporter of the Visual Arts Education Center and a dedicated student.
Mary's love was making jewelry. She did goldsmithing, silversmithing, enameling, you name it. But she also was a really good artist. She could draw and paint very well.
Mary Koch died in 1990, but her passion for art lives on in this $20 million community arts center. The Koch family and its foundations donated the land where the new facility was built and provided $6 million in funding. A capital campaign raised the rest of the money. Liz Koch was the campaign's honorary chair.
I want the community to love this place and use it the same way that I would.
Mark Arts Executive Director Katie Dora has been doing a lot of tours lately. The new building is the same size as Mark Arts' previous home along East Central, where it was known as the Wichita Center for the Arts. But the new building has additional features and upgraded equipment and technology.
This first studio that we are in is our sculpture studio. It is one of nine studios.
The center is expanding its arts education programming. Adults and children can still take classes in drawing, painting, ceramics, and printmaking. And now, Dora says, they can also learn digital arts.
Now we can teach mixed media here, as well as graphic design, website development, but we're really keeping our technology focused with an arts basis as well.
Another new studio is for culinary arts. A fully equipped teaching kitchen has a chef's table for a small class. When there's a bigger crowd, cameras and video screens are used so everyone can see the cooking demonstrations up close.
We're partnering with area chefs to do little three-hour workshops where you don't have to bring anything, but you might come and learn a new cooking element.
The Children's Art Studio now has tables that are kid-sized and windows so parents can peek in during classes.
Really, this is new space for us, but expanding the programs that we have that are really rooted in STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, with arts in the middle. Because we know when you add art into the equation, the muscle memory grows exponentially.
All of the studio classrooms have windows. Dora says that was intentional.
As we worked on the building, we kept moving the alignment so that we would have perfect north light coming into all of the studios.
A commons area where art students can gather connects the studios. Dora says they wanted a courtyard feel to the interior instead of hallways. Art is on display throughout the building, and a 5,000-square-foot gallery will host national exhibitions. Mark Arts also has a large hall with an outdoor terrace. Both can be rented for events.
It's going to bring the passive revenue we need to support arts. And we realized there was a lot of other cultural institutions that received significant funds through rentals, but none had built an event center from the ground up.
The building sits on 17 acres that will eventually be developed into a park with walking trails and space for art fairs and special events. A sculpture garden is already in place. Liz Koch says Mark Arts' new campus takes its arts education mission to a new level.
There are galleries already here, but there's nothing quite like this facility. So I think that it's going to be a great draw for the community. At least I'm counting on that.
And this 98-year-old art center is counting on its new campus to inspire a new generation of art lovers and patrons. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Shar.